119, verses 89 through 96, section Lamech, which, children, again, this has what we would call an L sound to it, that letter does. It doesn't look very much like our letter L, but that is the sound that it has. We begin then with verse 89. Forever, O Jehovah, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I'm yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I've seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. But once again, every single verse here, as it is in nearly every verse in this whole psalm, has a reference in some way to God's law. In verse 89, it's his word. In verse 90, his faithfulness, that is a word there which in the Hebrew does refer to a, we might say it refers to God's word. Your ordinances in verse 91, your law in verse 92, precepts in 93, precepts in 94, testimonies in 95, commandment in 96. These are all different variations in talking about God's law. Let me mention this, folks. There are a couple of things I want us to see, and the first is what we find in verses 89 through 91, and that is the fact that God's law is settled in heaven. It is settled because God's law is a reflection of God's holy character, and therefore it does not change, for God does not change. He does not evolve, he does not learn, he does not change in any way. He does not become better because that would mean that he was not so good before. Nor does he get worse, for in him there is no variableness, nor is there shadow of changing, as the scriptures elsewhere say. He remains the same with his holy character. His law then changes not, because it's a reflection of that holy character. Things on earth change. There are all sorts of things that do vary and change. I was talking before we began our worship of Friday night stars, and when I was talking with Pastor Davis, why, it was getting around 11 o'clock, and the Big Dipper was overhead pointing toward the North Star and such. And actually, there was one of the young boys that was still awake, and I fetched him out of his tent to teach him about that. But then I was awake in the night, and I could look out, and the positions of the stars had changed because the earth continues to go round and round, and so where the stars are in the sky changes a little bit, too, every night. And they slowly, as the year goes on, and we go around the sun, why, the positions of the stars' long-term changes as well. There are all sorts of changes in this world. There are changes in the way we are. We grow in body, we grow in mind, and we grow in, spiritually. It may be that we grow worse and worse if we are only in Adam. If we are in Christ Jesus, we go and grow more and more godly all the time as well, being conformed more and more to the image of Jesus Christ. Now, with all the changes there in the world, one thing endures, and that is God's Word. As we see throughout the rest of this section here, section Lamed, we see that whether we be in prosperous times or whether things become rather evil and difficult for us, and evil men do things to us, or try to do so anyway, though they do these sorts of things, God's law, God's faithfulness does not change. We can safely abide within it. His law does not change. His covenant purposes do not change. If we are in Jesus Christ, we are in the covenant of grace. The law is no longer a covenant for us that we must keep in order to live, that we might die if we fail in the keeping of it. For Christ has kept it in the place of his people. He has consummated the covenant of grace for us. Therefore, the law can no longer, for the believer, condemn or commend. But rather, it is our place in Jesus Christ that determines all. What place has the law then? It is the guide for life, of course, in all circumstances. At the same time, because we are in covenant with God in Jesus Christ, we are able to say with the psalmist there, I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts, in verse 94. Seeking the precepts is not the cause for God saving us. That's the covenant of grace achieved by Jesus. But the keeping of the precepts is an evidence of the fact that we are in the covenant of grace with the Father through the person and work of Jesus Christ. Actually, our Lord Jesus is the one who has brought all this to pass. He is the one who has trusted in the settled word of heaven. He is the one who has endured and gone on and kept that law in the place of his people. It is because he endured and never forgot the precepts, as we see there in 93, that we have a covenant of grace at all. And it is only because of his person and his work that we can be keeping all these words in our heart and see that in him we have a portion, in him we have a promise, and in him we have life. We can kind of sum all things up here in verse 96. I've seen the consummation of all perfection. I'm not exactly sure that's the best translation. What the psalmist is trying to say there is, he looks out on earth on all kinds of things, and every one of them kind of comes to an end. It can be kind of good maybe for a while, but even that kind of fades out. But the commandment of God being exceedingly broad, it does not change, it does not fail, it always accomplishes its end of glorifying God, of guiding the believer in the way he should go, of pointing to the perfection and the covenant of grace in Jesus Christ. Well, let's sing from section Lamed then. And in our psalm book, interestingly enough, it works out with our English/Latin alphabet to be Psalm 119L.